Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Renee Schaff is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Renee's a longtime member of our Brain Trust and our good friend. She's Vice President for Retirement and Investor Services at the Principal Financial Group. And once every so often, she brings us a story, some people and a story about companies who have brought their financial compensation and benefits packages to show us how they have been able to transform their 20th century programs into 21st century programs. Renee Schaff, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Jim. It's great to be here.
It's good to have you here. And you guys have created what you call the Principal 10 Best. And these are the companies that you've gone out and found who have really made a difference in transforming their programs. And you brought somebody with you today, haven't you?
I did. I have brought with me Deborah Cahoon from West Bend Mutual Insurance Company from West Bend, Wisconsin. And Jim, she is one of the 2006 10 Best winners. And just to add a little bit to your description of the program, every year we do a nationwide search and we look for 10 companies that absolutely excel in providing employee benefits that work. And the winners are selected by an independent panel of judges so that we know that the winners every year are the absolute top notch and represent the best of the best in the United States. And so it's absolutely my pleasure to bring with me Deb this morning.
Hi, Deb. How you doing?
I'm great, thanks.
It's good to have you. Deborah Cahoon, ladies and gentlemen, Assistant Vice President of Human Resources at West Bend Mutual Insurance Company. Deb, one of the things that that you guys did, which is a huge undertaking, and that's to go from what was created in the 20th century, many companies had it, a defined benefits program. This is where people you know, I guess we called them pensions, didn't we, Deb? They you know, people kind of knew what they were going to get, and the company paid for most of it, and those are the kinds of things that were created in the 20th century, but they're actually not as viable in the 21st century anymore, are they?
No, they're not. We did terminate our defined benefit pension plan, and you know, you indicated that most people knew the value. Well, it is kind of just the opposite. A lot of people don't know the value or didn't know because
they thought they knew it.
Right. The formulas were very difficult to figure out.
Right.
And a lot of people didn't realize that even if they retired with or left the organization at a younger age, they still had a benefit in the plan. So it really didn't get the true value that it deserved.
Right. And so what is it? So when you went to your employees, who many of them probably who've been with you for a long time, and even though they didn't know what the value was, they probably had it in their mind that they were going to be taken care of, didn't they?
Yes.
Because
we have a lot of long-term associates that do feel that West Bend Mutual will take care of them.
Mm-hmm. That's what the defined benefits and Renee, isn't that, was I correct in saying that the defined benefits plan is typically what we used to call a pension plan?
That's exactly right, and you're right on the money in terms of it's a fairly complex plan to describe to employees, and as Deborah said, that it's really difficult for employees to evaluate or to appreciate the value of a defined benefit program until they're about right at the age of retirement,
mm-hmm.
and that doesn't always help a company retain particularly younger employees. So we have seen, for a variety of reasons, we've seen a real movement in the industry amongst employers to reconsider the positioning of their DB plans. Some companies are freezing them to new entrants, and some people are taking the bold step that West Bend took and actually terminating the defined benefit program and instead really beefing up, and this is the neat thing that West Bend has done, they've really beefed up that defined contribution plan in exchange for the DB plan.
So, folks, that's what they did. These companies are going from defined benefits to defined contribution. So people know what's going in, and of course no one has ever really known what was coming, going to come out the other end, but now at least you know what's going in. And now Deb, when you made this transition, there had to be a little bit of pain involved.
There was a lot of communication that we had to work through with our associates. We met with each one of them individually and showed them what their benefit was worth in the pension plan and how it was calculated. And then we talked to them about the new plan and what would be put into their 401k plan. We put in a 5 to 9%. Depending on their years of service. And the reason we did years of service was specifically because of the pension plan and the way that our pension formula was written. Basically, the longer years, you know, more years of service, the more your pension is worth. Mm-hmm. And so we wanted to make sure we took that into consideration as we moved over so that those employees would benefit as well.
I know, Deb, that you felt that the pension plan, the defined benefit plan, wasn't giving you the kind of credibility, maybe the kind of value was being perceived to your employees. But let's be honest, a defined benefits plan in the 21st century is really a very, very difficult thing to fund for corporations, isn't it?
We were fully funded in our plan, so that was not our issue. But there are a lot of regulatory things that come along with a pension plan. That, you know, and like I was saying earlier, the formula is very difficult to understand mm-hmm. for associates, and it was difficult for us to calculate the benefit for all the associates. Let's say on an annual basis, to at least put that value out in front of them.
Right.
With the defined benefit, our contribution plan, we're able to put in the 5 to 9%, and we're able to show them exactly what we're putting in the plan for them.
Now, the defined contribution plan, was that based on a 401k?
We had a 401k plan at the same time that we had the pension plan.
Uh-huh.
We just put in an additional contribution. We still have our same 401k match that we had when we had the pension plan. Mm-hmm. We just put in an additional amount in.
I see. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Deborah Cahoon is with us. She's talking to us about how their company went from a defined benefits plan to a defined contribution plan and how they transitioned all that, explained it to their employees, and made it work so that everybody was happy. That was a pretty big chore. Renee Schaff is with us. She's with the principal group, and she's the lady who has brought Deb to us. Stay with us. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Renee Schaff, Vice President of Retirement Investor Services for the Principal Financial Group, and our new friend Deborah Cahoon, Assistant Vice President of Human Resources for West Bend Mutual Insurance Company. And one thing I want to say, folks, separate from Deborah's example that we've been talking about, the importance of converting 20th century benefits programs like a defined benefit program into the 21st century instruments. One of the challenges that a lot of companies have had with the defined benefit plan is that it creates a contingent liability on the balance sheet that makes it that the longer it goes and the more it builds as a contingent liability, it can create a significant problem for those companies to be able to get to raise capital, to get bank loans, to find investors. The contingent liability can be a really heavy burden on these companies to, you know, even to continue. Now, Deb, I know that wasn't necessarily the case in your situation, but Renee, you and I both know that's a problem for a lot of companies, isn't it?
It is, and I think there's been changes in the accounting methodology for defined benefit program coupled with the most recent Pension Protection Act, which requires a closer matching of the assets and the liabilities,
right,
which does create new challenges for employers as they position their defined benefit programs and fund them for the future.
Right. By the way, Deb, I'm sorry, Renee, why don't you tell us, the audience, how they can find the rest of the 10 Best Group and a little bit more about your company?
Absolutely. Jim, your listeners can find more information about the Principal 10 Best at our website, principal.com. And what we've done is every year when we identify and select the 10 best winners, we interview them carefully and we take all of their wisdom and all of the tips and best practices that they use for their benefits programs, and we put them into a best practice guide. And that best practice guide is available to download free of charge, and I would encourage your listeners to do that because there is a lot of good information, benchmarking information, checklists, good stories from not only Deb and West Bend, but the other winners as well. And I think you'll find that a very useful resource.
That's at principal.com, right?
That's at principal.com.
P-A-L, by the way. And Deb, tell us a little bit about West Bend.
Well, our people are our most important asset here at West Bend Mutual, and they make the difference in setting us apart from other companies. And we have strong work ethics, empathetic service. Our legendary service is kind of our mantra. And
what is your primary product?
Property casualty insurance in the Midwest.
Property and community casualty, all right, yeah, across the Midwest. And the website, please.
It's West Bend Mutual Insurance.com, I believe.
West Bend Mutual Insurance.com. Okay, now, obviously you had a good relationship with your people. You were obviously doing something right to get your employees to all agree to make this transition, because there was it required them to learn something new. It required them to have a different kind of thinking, didn't it?
Yes. Well, they had to trust us, and that was very important. Mm-hmm. That we were doing the right thing for them, and we had to build that trust, you know, and in communication and education was also very key. We brought in financial advisors for them, and also a lot of education through the principal.
Well, and you know, another thing, Renee, that the people you brought us in the past have all done a good job of is to promote wellness for their people so that they can hold down their health care costs. And if I'm not mistaken, Deb, you guys have done a good job of that as well.
Yes, we have an on-site fitness program. We implemented a health risk appraisal program where individuals had a blood draw and online report, and they met with a counselor, a nurse who basically went through their report and discussed their health with them, and we're continually building on that program.
Have you been able to convert that kind of activity to a reduction in the overall health care costs?
Not at this point yet.
But you're working on that. But
we
Renee,
you
have had a number of people who've had years and years, decades of that, and they've experienced single-digit health care increased costs, whereas other people have had double digits.
That's right. A lot of our 10 best winners have implemented really robust wellness programs, and they do see a positive result on their health claim experience. The one thing I can tell you, though, I've made a personal visit to West Bend Mutual Insurance Company, and their whole culture around caring for their employees is reflected through their fabulous benefit program, the way that they so carefully went from a DB plan to a DC plan while maintaining their financial commitment to the financial security of these employees. And it's even extended further through their wellness program. And when you walk into their corporate campus, the whole environment is uplifting. It's first off, their physical surroundings are beautiful. They sit on a prairie, and they've created walking paths throughout around their buildings.
Renee, I've got to stop you. Forgive me, but when we go to the read about the 10 best, we'll be able to read about the steps that these companies took to get their employees to help the employees make these transitions, won't they?
Absolutely, and you can read more about it there
at principal.com. www.deborahcahoon.com. Check it out when you get a chance. Thanks, Renee. Good job, Deborah. We'll see you next time, Renee.
Thank you.
Got to go for just a few minutes. I'll be back with Robert Gordman. We're going to talk about your customers and profitability right after these messages. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.